Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a ton of news in this second hour. On the political front, Ron Paul, one of our guys, was able to talk to last night, coming up, talking about false flags. Huge Middle East news, geopolitical news, economic news. It's all coming up. But right now, let's take at least 30 minutes of phone calls on this live Friday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in New York. You're welcome, Dave, for joining us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, for letting me on. I appreciate your tenacity, your enthusiasm, and your dedication to the cause.
Well, thank you, my brother. What's on your mind today?
Well, you mentioned, what are we going to do about it? Well, for the last 3 years, we've been standing at the Circle in Glens Falls, and we've passed out over 13,000 copies of your DVDs, Alex. We've gone to our local TV public access. We've got your DVDs showing premiere every single evening. We've got your DVDs in containers at a lot of businesses, and I'm challenging your listeners to have your listening audience double in the next 2 months.
You know, that's a good idea. I think InfoWars puts out the most hardcore message, not perfect, but it's hardcore, to wake people up. And look at how many people know about the New World Order now, or the Federal Reserve. We've come a long way, and now people are really ready to be awakened. Some folks are like, oh, things are still bad. You know, they ought to wake up on their own. No, no, no. Now's the time. That's why they're trying to come in and censor the web now. That's why they passed CISPA in the House. The globalists are taking the velvet glove off because they know we're waking up.
Been at this for a long time. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I've got our oldest daughter's been in a wheelchair thanks to Agent Orange, so I'm motivated every single day. But I, like you say, I have never seen people more open, and the time is ripe. And all I'm doing is saying, Alex, your people, you need to get off your lazy dust. I know a lot of you people are doing a lot, but by goodness, if each one of you is just burned 10 copies of Alex's tapes and you gave it to somebody, my God, it'd be tenfold.
You know, I want to tell you right now, I totally agree with you. I feel like I'm not doing enough. Or when I cover some funny story, I get mad later saying I should have been more serious. Or, you know, when I play a reporter contest with a girl shooting a machine gun, you know, later I think, man, this stuff's so hardcore, I need to be more serious. But I think at a certain level, it's good that I'm just human, you're just human, and that we have a mix of things. Because A, we've got to be hardcore, but at the same time, we've got to cover some other issues as well, or it just becomes too depressing. But we've also got to focus on the positive victories we've had. But yeah, what are people thinking? I get calls and emails and see comments every day thanking me, and that's great. But folks, I'm here to get you moving. The power is in you, the people. And I cannot tell you what people like you out there have been able to do over the years. What type of response have you seen after your years of work?
Fantastic, Alex. When we first started standing at the Circle 3 years ago, people were giving us the finger and all kinds of stuff, but now they're tooting horns. We got people stopping by regularly to get we call it the flavor of the week. It's the different titles you've got. And I'm telling you, it's exciting. And I think that's why people might get depressed. You're on the defensive all the time. Get on the offensive and find out how much fun it is. We've got your InfoWars signs popping up all over the sides of barns and tree trunks. You go around the area.
Tell you what, stay there. This is too important. I don't want to interrupt you. I want to come back, tell folks about your case, where you're at, what you've done as a blueprint for victory. But that's it. I always explain this. There's fight or flight. I'm not going to run because it doesn't feel good in my gut. I'm going to fight. And people that feel depressed, it's because just sitting at home, polishing your guns up, getting ready to blast the first Federale or UN blue top that comes around, that's not fulfilling. Sure, you've got to get ready to defend yourself. That's part of your plan. But 90% of it has got to be about offense, 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 offense. We got to go straight at them. Stay there. We're going to come back to Dave, let him finish up and recap everything without me stuttering and interrupting. And then we're going to go, because I stutter, because I'm just so just ready to go. And I mean, I want to stomp some globalists in the info war. And then we'll go to Gordon, Rick, Ed, Charlie, and others.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are some amazing videos up at Infowars.com right now. They've just posted a whole nother giant crop of the off-the-chart amazing InfoWars reporter contest videos at InfoWars.com. Coming up, we were able to ask Ron Paul about this last night, and his speech was actually partially about false flag terror. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour, then we'll continue with phone calls. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. Steve Watson and Paul Joseph Watson were able to bring that up to Ron Paul. Also, Russian troops trained to take on the American people. That's in mainstream news. And they're reporting it like, thank God the Russians are here to help fight the American people. No, this is not April Fool's, even though we're in the month of April. This is real. City wants executive order to ban concealed carry in Tampa during RNC, turning a right into a privilege that can be revoked by bureaucrats. Yeah, a governor can't do that. Governor can declare a civil emergency unless the legislature comes in and overrides him. That's how most state constitutions are. But if he power grabs too much, he's in trouble. That's like Rick Perry lying and saying, executive order, you got to take the Gardasil shot that costs $900 for the three shots. It's upwards of $300 or more per shot. And they're like, yeah, but it killed people in the trials of Gardasil. He's like, it's the law. And girls just lined up everywhere, 11, 12, 13, 14. We had our deaths. We had our convulsions. And then the legislature came out and said, we're going to pass a law that you can't order that. Legislature, he couldn't order it. His executive order just made the health department put on the list of recommended to attend school. That's not a law either. But the legislature passed a law saying Rick Perry couldn't do that. He already couldn't. He's a criminal dirtbag. And all this tinkerbelling came out. And so now he had a little nervous breakdown on the campaign trail. And he was the golden boy at Bilderberg. We covered that in Endgame. Bye-bye, Rick Perry. Bye-bye, Tinker Boy. All right, let's continue. You know, Tinker, as in Candy Bleeper. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got a problem is I'm exercising a lot, folks, and I get crazed. I feel like I'm 22 years old right now. I've kind of enjoyed it when I was fat and semi-lethargic because I already had so much energy I was still bouncing off the walls. But now it's just not fun. It was enjoyable when I weighed 270 pounds and somebody flipped me off on the highway and I would just not even laugh. I didn't even care. Now somebody does that. I want to tear their head off. Not good. But you know what? Feel better. I'm still out of shape. But side issue, I want to go back to your calls here. In the last little segment that some stations don't carry, Dave in New York was talking about, well, his story and what he's been able to do. I want you to recap that. Talk about the total 180 you see in the population and what you see unfolding now. Because I've got friends, family, neighbors all calling me going, I saw three signs for InfoWars in different parts of the city today. Or a couple signs, you know, showing the local radio station you're on and telling people to tune in. Wow, what is this? Is this something you're doing? And I'm getting calls and emails and seeing on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, hit us at Twitter or send it to us via email at ShowTips, photos of what you're seeing out there. All over the world, InfoWars is getting posted. All over the world. Again, as people see Ron Paul rising, educating people, winning in the campaign, and educating hearts and minds, the election stolen from him, they're now going to segue, they already were, into InfoWars. And I had thought internally this was going to happen. They're already seeing a lot of InfoWars signs and people and, you know, things over the years and calls to talk radio. But now it's like, boom. And, of course, years ago I went to UT and spoke to, with no promotion, 1,200 people. They turned away reportedly around 1,000. There's Ron Paul speaking to 4,000. I bet, in fact, I'm going to talk to the student group later in the year. I bet if I announced a month out, I could get 10,000 people at UT. What do you think? See, I haven't even done stunts like that to show people the power of InfoWars. Easily. Let's, you know what, guys? Put that, get a student group to sponsor us. I want to go down there. 10,000. Goal's 10,000. It only fits 4,000 in that square. And that was full of Ron Paul. Right at full. We'll put 10,000 in there. I mean, like 5 years ago, the 1,200, they turned away 1,000. I didn't even promote it. They're like, hey, Brave New Books wants you to come speak. Okay, show up. Ah, giant crowds of people. And I had George Humphrey and others just invited them down to speak with me. Okay, enough about that. The point is that it's time to exercise our power, your power. Give us a report, Dave. You're saying you're a Vietnam veteran, and you said your daughter's in a wheelchair thanks to Agent Orange. And I like how the fact that you're not taking that laying down, you're exposing it to save other people from the GMO, the shots, all of it. Tell people in the next 3-4 minutes you've got the floor about yourself and what you've done, because what you were telling me earlier is a roadmap to victory.
Well, the thing is, Alex, it just takes one person. It takes yourself. It takes a person. Just be motivated. Just have enough love for your country, a love for this great nation, a love for your liberty, your freedom, and go on the offensive. This is not the time to be embarrassed about talking to a stranger. And so we've just kind of, a group of us have gathered, and like I said, we've passed out over 13,000 of your DVDs. We've got InfoWars signs showing up all over the area. We recycle these lawn signs that politicians have. We grab them up when the election's over, and we recycle them. We put a different message on them, like InfoWars.com. We go to the office supply store. We get stamps, and it's amazing the number of things you could find to put InfoWars.com on, whether it's a FRN or envelope. But we just are going on the offensive, and it's so much fun. And if you're homebound, develop an email list. We have close to 500 names now on our email list, and it's being picked up, and it's even going international. And matter of fact, one of the story yesterday that you had about the Russian troops that went out on our email alert, we call it. So all I'm doing is saying, folks, come on. We don't have a lot of time, and I know if we put a little bit of effort into this, we could have Alex's program, his listenership, double within the next month or two. And I guess that's all I'm trying to say, Alex. It's a call to action. We ain't got a lot of time. And again, I was personally involved with the Agent Orange cover up, the class action lawsuit, and it just broke my heart when we found that the chemical companies provided us letters that they had sent to the government saying, do not use Agent Orange. It will cause mutation. And they still went ahead and used it.
Listen, my uncle, on both sides of their family, on my family, their family, no history of birth defects, no history of problems. Comes back from being a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, flying through that stuff, and all the hell he saw, their first child, holes in his heart. Everything. It was so sweet. I knew him. He died when he was like a few years old. But they lived in Dallas when we did, and I knew him. There's photos of me with him. I have vague memories of him. And he was so sweet. And it just happened to a bunch of people he knew as well. And Monsanto knew what they were doing. And that's the thing. It's like Bayer knew for 11 years they were shipping out Factor VIII with hepatitis and AIDS in it, HIV, the virus. And it's just, and the documents came out, they knew and thought it was funny. It's like funny. It's funny to people have a kid and love it and it dies. It's funny to them. And, I think it's funny what we're going to do to the New World Order. Because let me tell you something, folks. They're launching a giant offensive against us for censorship, secret arrest, shutting down the farms because they're scared. It's time to stop being scared of the New World Order, folks, and it's time to go on the offense. The offense. And everybody going, I'm buying guns, I'm getting ready for war. Folks, once that starts, it's going to be hellish. We want to not have that happen and back the globalists off in the info war. Now, if they go ahead with false flags, all the stuff they're going to do, and we got to defend ourselves, we got to defend ourselves when they come for us, okay? Or when they shut the economy off and let us fight it out. But the point is, you better reach out to the police and locals today instead of having to fight them tomorrow. I mean, this is a life and death emergency mayday situation. It's all real. It's all happening. Open world governments being announced. They're imploding Europe. Take Greece. It was first world, great nation. They're having tens of thousands are homeless every week, new ones. People are dumping their kids off. Diseases like malaria are coming back. I mean, the globalists will wreck you. Like Argentina, they used to say as rich as an Argentine. They've wrecked them. They will wreck you. The Bilderberg Group says, we want to make everybody poor. They are the slime of the earth. And we've got to hit them hard. What did the Agent Orange do to your daughter?
Oh, she's had spina bifida all her life. We were told she would not live more than 48 hours. But she's almost 40 years old. It was a miracle.
Beautiful.
But it has kind of helped really opened my eyes to the fact that not only did my government intentionally and purposely lie, but it gives me motivation, Alex, every day to say, hey, I've got to inform other people about the GMOs. I got to inform others about the chemtrails.
Do you know what was declassified last year? Dr. Doug Rocky was on. He sent me the documents. I went and looked. Library of Congress is there. Do you know what they did with the Agent Orange?
No.
They added synthetic neurotoxin, basically cobra toxin to it, and it was actually a chemical weapon against the Viet Cong, and in the documents they knew it would kill our troops and give them neurological disorders. So it wasn't just dioxin and the birth defects they knew that it would cause. That's why most people, after a few kids, it gets better because you can sweat it out, get a lot of it out of you. But my God, if you have a kid within a few years of it, look out.
You mentioned resisting, Alex. You mentioned resisting this stuff. And another little thing that I did when I was in Vietnam, I refused to shoot a gook. Now, I didn't know about the Oath Keepers back then, and I'm involved with them now. And we're going to have a float in the parade coming up pretty soon. But just put your weapons down, folks. You're either going to stand before your maker and explain why you killed an innocent people, because your government told you to, or you're going to stand before your general and get a court-martial.
Using the derogatory term they use to point it out, like they call all the Arabs Hajis and say they're subhuman. Do you want to tell the story, or are you done about who you refuse to kill?
Well, that's up to you, Alex.
Hold on. We'll hear the story when we come back, and we'll get more calls.
Globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Sometimes we go to a caller and it's particularly powerful and keep them on for a few segments. I will get to Gordon, Rick, Ed, Charlie, and others. Ron Paul is coming up. It's only about 3 minutes long, and then we'll get the rest of your calls. Okay, so you're talking about the derogatory term they use and everything. I know there were a lot of cases where they just line people up and shoot them as the war got more desperate. And again, we have the troops using DU today, which kills the enemy but then kills them years later. But it turned out they knowingly mixed neurotoxin in with the Agent Orange in much of the spring. So that's another reason it hurt the troops so bad. And they knew this would do it. They tell our troops, oh, you can march in hours after we've sprayed it. And it just shows the people running things. Well, what did Henry Kissinger write? I mean, he wrote it. It's on record. He said the military are dumb animals. Cannon fodder to do and to be tools. I'm paraphrasing it. To be tools of our statecraft, I believe is the exact quote. Guys, look up the Henry Kissinger dumb animals, military are dumb animals quote for me. See, I'm not here doing that. I'm here talking to you straight, not going, oh, sure, support the military. Thank you for the wars. Better support the military, support the wars for the bankers that run us. By the way, John Bowne and the guys last night, after they went and talked to Ron Paul and covered the big rally in Austin last night, they went to Double Dave's, local restaurant, and they're at Double Dave's Pizza, and they had the NFL draft on. And we're trying to find the clip. But they all saw it, and they said, it's time for the draft, and had the military march out, a message of get ready for the draft. And they admit they've been getting the Selective Service ready and all this, but it's like every event's the military at it, just to get you used to the military being everywhere. And now they admit it's for martial law. But briefly, tell your story about refusing to shoot somebody. Was it in a case where you already had them there and you were supposed to execute them or a massacre, or was it, because I know if I was in a combat situation, somebody's shooting at me, I'm going to kill them regardless. What happened in your case?
No, Alex, it was the orders of the day that if there was any Vietnamese that came into a particular area, just go ahead and shoot. And this particular fellow did not look threatening, and I dropped to my knee and took the safety off, and I started to squeeze the trigger, and I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. And I don't know why I didn't pull the trigger, but the man just stood there, and then he turned around and left. And I thank God to this day that I didn't kill that man. But I would die for my country in a minute, but my country is no longer the country that our founding fathers created.
No, it's not.
But Alex, here's something that's even worse. When I was in 24th Medical Evacuation Hospital, that was like an intensive care area, Mrs. Nixon was scheduled to come through. And at the foot of my bed, the sergeant in charge was talking about, you get this place cleaned up, you get these guys out of here, you mop this blood off, you get those bloody aprons off, you change the sheets, you change the pillowcases, you take care of this mess, and you bring in the guys from the other section across. So
they moved you out and who were really hurting everybody just to make a show for her.
I was the only one to stay because my fever had broke and my hand was well bandaged and under the blanket. She couldn't see nothing. But, Alex, you've got to be in an intensive care area, and these guys that are waking up from their operations with their heads bandaged and opening their eyes for the first time and not being able to see and thinking that they're totally blind, and the screams. I don't know why people have a thing about war.
That's because they haven't been in it yet. All these cowards think it's sexy.
She went through. I wanted to spit in her face to create a scene, but I realized it wasn't her fault. But, Alex, yes, they did that. They moved all these guys out that were in terrible shape.
Well, there's a story of Heinrich Himmler who actually went out to see people getting shot and threw up and couldn't handle it. Yeah, they don't want them to actually see what's really going on. Go ahead.
And they don't want the American people to know. They don't. And that's what motivates me, Alex. We need to have, everybody needs to maybe have something personal happen to them to get them off their butt and do something.
Well, look at all the New World Order's done to you. Send you to a bogus war. Agent Orange hurts your daughter with a mutation. I mean, it's just, and then I talk to people all the time. Oh, your son's autistic. I'll be on vacation. And they're like, uh-huh. And when did it happen? He was 18 months old. The third round of shots? Yeah, he had a convulsion in the car. Or he had a convulsion there. Or he had a convulsion. I mean, and now they're saying, your children will have convulsions. It's normal with the new shots. I mean, they're killing us. They might as well take a gun and just shoot your kid in the head right there in front of you. I mean, it's just pure evil, and I'm done with it. Well, God bless you, my friend. You keep it up. Amazing story, Dave. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Amen. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, what a testimony. He said earlier, if you didn't hear it, 1,300 or was it 1,000 copies of my films they've given out over the years, making copies of them. Get the films, Invisible Empire, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Make copies. Make copies of the radio show. Copies of the nightly news. It's having such an effect. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The always dogged and intelligent crew did find that quote. We'll put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Henry Kissinger's greatest hits in Woodward and Bernstein's The Final Days, Chapter 14. This is what Henry Kissinger had to say. Military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. He went on to say intelligence is not all that important in the exercise of power and is often, in point or fact, useless. No, you're a cancer, Henry Kissinger. Just because you can lie to people and do evil things doesn't mean you're dominant. It means that good humans who want to work together and build a civilization are blind to your cancer. I'm not, though. I want you cut out. I declare war on you. You and your GMOs. And you and your cancer vaccines and PDDs and State Department Memorandum 200 about killing people in a world government, cutting off food, getting rid of family farms. I understand you got a lot of death under your kilt there, buddy boy. I understand you got a lot of skulls around your waist. And with these guys, it's like a rock star thing. When Brzezinski goes on stage, they're all, oh, it's him. He funded Pol Pot for the killing of 30%. And he writes books bragging about it. Yeah, I didn't kill 30%, but I sure funded him to do it, which makes it okay because Pol Pot did it. Everybody's like, oh, how smart. You had him kill everybody. Oh, yeah, that's really great. 30% of the population, you had them killed. Wow, that whole family's hacked up and shot. Whole man, that's really nice of you. But that is, wow, you're a rob. That's, I'm impressed. You killed a bunch of people. Man, that's really impressive. You know, I could kill somebody with my bare hands in about 10 seconds. Very easy. You just take the governor off your mind, grab somebody, and just rip their head around the other direction. You'll break their neck. They don't get to the hospital quick, they're dead. Is that, am I proud of the fact I can kill somebody? Am I proud of the fact I can flip that governor off right now and kill people? No. No, I know to control that and keep that under wraps. Only break in case of emergency. You people have this killer side, and you think it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and it's so good. No, it's not good. And it's always these cowards, these blobs like Henry Kissinger, who just have a little bit of killer instinct, but a bunch of pervert instinct, and they run around doing perverted stuff. And perverted doesn't just mean the TSA groping your kids. It means GMO, splicing technologies, creating all this death and destruction, just wrecking things to show off because they get off on it. That is aberrant. That is perverted. You are perverts. You are perversion in creation. You're cancer. And I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. If, and I'm going to Ron Paul on your phone calls. If cancer had consciousness in your body, let's say bone cancer metastasizing in your bone marrow, it would say, man, I'm taking over. I'm growing through all these cells. I'm programming everything. I'm going to send a bunch of little cells out all over the body. And I'm going to take this over, and this tissue is going to be me. The problem is, if you study anthropology, sociology, civilization, history, all of it, you guys are cancer. And you start taking over, and you're like, well, we can do whatever we want. Because you are malfunctioning. You are screwed up. You are perverts. Cancer is a pervert. It is a perversion. It is a malfunctioning, ugly piece of garbage that seeks to make everything like it is. But the soul is what is truly pure if it chooses to be, and if it flows out of that system. So they can try to make us ugly physically. They can try to twist our DNA and deform us, but it's our heart and our soul. The globalists want to tell us all day that humanity's ugly because they want us to think we're like them. They're ugly inside, so they want to make everything ugly on the outside because it makes them feel better. Well, let me say something. I have already, in my gut, in my spirit, in my heart, in my ancestral genetic instincts, in everything I am, humanity is going to survive. You are going to be defeated, and I declare victory against the New World Order here on air in the name of Jesus Christ. And does that mean I'm perfect? Does that mean I have all the answers? Does that mean I'm a perfect vessel? Absolutely not. But it means this. My heart knows where it is. And that's why you seek with pharma and the chemicals, the biologicals, to ruin our psyches so you can then program us. But God won't let our free will be taken. It doesn't count. It's cheating. So it doesn't work, you lose, you fail. And this is what happens. It's only when humanity is attacked by this ultimate threat of dehumanization, the total computerized takeover grid, the automation grid, only now will the basic instinct and the spirit of humanity in the image of the Creator activate. And now humanity is activating. The power systems are powering up. The resistance core is forming. The giant that is free humanity is beginning to rise. And the New World Order knows that, and they're afraid. They are afraid. They are cowards. And that's why they seek to take on more and more power. In fact, what was the quote, John, last night you had on the Nightly News? You guys brought me a great quote. That was a powerful quote. Usually John digs up those quotes. When you get a chance, put that on screen. I want to read that. But basically, it is the weak that seek to abuse. It is the weak that seek to dominate. It is the weak. And I am sick and tired of the strong standing back and letting armies of the weak get into giant gangs and overrun us. It's time to defeat these people. They are pathetic. They are ridiculously pathetic and weak and evil. It's the mouse that roared and intimidated the lion into submission, and it makes me want to throw up. It is an honor to fight the New World Order. It is an honor to be demonized. It will be an honor to be destroyed if that's what they do. I fear not those that can kill the body, but he who can kill the soul. And I fear being killed and having them lie about me and destroy my name for my family and things, but that doesn't matter. They have no future if we don't beat them. And I know in the final equation, my work has already been completed in many ways, and that even though I don't get credit for much of the work we've done, that's the best part, because they can't then destroy my name and destroy the information I have transmitted. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And all the designs of the system that's one-dimensional or two-dimensional or three-dimensional at most cannot contend with the larger plan for the universe. All right, I want to get to this Ron Paul report. We sent our reporters, Darren McBreen, John Baum, and, of course, we also sent Rob Jacobson and Richard Reeves down to the Ron Paul event yesterday that had over 4,000 people at it. Wonderful crowd. He gave a powerful speech. We're going to be airing all that on the nightly news coming up. So 7 o'clock weeknights at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the question that Richard Reeves was able to get to in the only media, because they were going to have some media, they canceled it because Ron Paul was behind on his breakneck, hell-bent tour to get the word out and expose the globalists. That's what Ron Paul's doing. He's already won when it comes to the hearts and minds. I had said, question number one, why haven't you started impeachment calls for Obama launching wars without congressional authorization that violates this article and that article? That was the question I wanted. And then, what are you planning to do that you're winning the delegates? What is the strategy? We want to hear that. Those are the big questions for me. But it works out that Richard, who was able to ask a question, went with something else, because Ron Paul talked about false flag, that being one of his biggest fears, in the speech. We're about to show some of that. And then Richard, as he's getting in the Suburban, was able to ask that question of Ron Paul. And so it ended up working actually perfectly that Richard just, you know, in the moment was able to get that question out. And for those, you know, that just joined us or who are going to watch this later and you're like, is that even true, what Richard asking? Yes. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. That was leaked to CBS News, but here's my article, and again, we'll put it up on screen for people. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. Steve Watson, Paul Joseph Watson, article, and then you can see right there the CBS link. Click on that for folks right there so they can see that as well. So that is in context, and I don't blame Ron Paul for not knowing about it, because it just broke that day. So there was no way he could probably know about that, but he still said, I am concerned about false flags, and said that in his speech. So here is part of his speech and Richard Reeves' question. And then we'll post the full video tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv. But for radio listeners, here's the audio. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can also see it. You can go and watch the free link at InfoWars.com right now. But here is excerpts of Ron Paul in Austin last night.
They do the same thing with foreign policy. They come along and they don't talk about non-intervention and minding our own business. They say, oh, you guys are a bunch of isolationists. You don't want to talk to anybody. But guess what? The very people who tell us that we're the isolationists are the ones who are always looking around for another enemy to slay and put on sanctions and start another war. They're the ones who don't want to trade with Cuba. We're the ones that think that it's time to engage in the world and to talk to people and trade with people. So they will try to paint us as uncaring, but let me tell you, people who care will care about liberty. And this will never translate into an absolute majority, but I'm certain that our numbers are growing by leaps and bounds. These prairie fires of freedom are being spread, and there's nothing but good news out there, precariously so, because we don't know exactly. We may have something happen. There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war. And we have to learn to distinguish war propaganda from the truth.
Dr. Paul, today's headline story on Infowars.com is about how the government's plan to secretly evacuate Chicago during the upcoming NATO summit in May. Do you have any comments about that?
I haven't seen that, but I don't know exactly what's behind all that. But those kind of statements concern me.
Could there be potentially another false flag event?
I'm always worried about false
flags. We got to get going.
Okay, so we were able to get that question in to Ron Paul. And now we're having InfoWars reporters that are part of the contest all over the country getting questions into Ron Paul. We had one yesterday we aired where he got into Agenda 21 in more detail there. He said, I'm an InfoWars reporter. They just bring him backstage. Ron Paul goes, one question, and he was able to get it in. So one way or another, we're getting our questions through to Ron Paul. So great job to my crew on that, and a great job on that question from Richard Reeves. And again, we will air the entire speech, time-lapse, video, questions, comments from the crowd, all that sometime next week, because I want to take time to add documents to Ron Paul's speech, video clips, and also put in all the different quotes and comments by people that were out there. Very exciting, all shot in high def, and we'll all air at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, he's been very patient. Gordon in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I want to do something a little different today. And, normally the phone callers come in and they call and they thank you for the great job you're doing. Obviously, I do also. But I want to give a shout-out to your wife and your children. They sacrificed all of their time, all your time that you'd be with them. And without the support of them, it would make your job that much harder.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, I really don't need to be thanked. I want to thank all the listeners out there putting up InfoWars signs and putting InfoWars on Federal Reserve notes. You know it as the dollar. And people, getting the word out and calling into talk radio and going to events and banner hangs and sending out their email list. That's how we're reaching more people. Because I don't want to be all in this fight and then have it fail. And we don't have a choice. But thank you. You heard Ron Paul and earlier. He said it's exploding. Liberty is exploding. That's why the globalists are rushing us right now. Their offensive is a desperate defensive operation. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good.
I like to bring up a couple of ideas, especially to your listeners and yourself.
Okay.
Everything I'm in the papers, I'm reading it. You hear it on the news, on the internet. You've heard about the Twitter and the raves that are going on. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, what it is they usually tweet out a message to get a rave. You get thousands of people in one area, hundreds
of
people.
Yeah, they say, hey, let's go to this area. And everybody listens now to their own music and dances around. And yeah, well, why don't people do that for liberty instead of just mindlessly going out and dancing around acting like morons?
Right.
Is that your idea?
Well, no. My idea would be for all the info warriors out there, to maybe with all the people they know, start a freedom wave, a raid. Get out there and get the people out in areas. Let the news know. I mean, get the information out.
I totally agree. Start announcing freedom raves, and then maybe everybody just drinks lemonade or something at them and has a good time and meets like-minded people. You don't want to have anything illegal, so the globalists can come in. In fact, they'll probably send people in, but if you do them as flash mobs. I would say have a freedom rave right in front of the county courthouse, or right in front of the Capitol. Hey, we stormed the Capitol twice. We just marched in there ready to be arrested. We're the people. We're marching in to get in your face. No more of this, can we get a permit? Now they have a thing where I announce an event, somebody gets a permit to be there in front of me to claim it's their event, and then, you know, claim that I'm crashing their event or something, you know. I mean, but, you know, but the point is we've just all got to take action. It is so important to do that, and I agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. I just want to also say that, you know, during these elections and everything, you always see these signs, you know, all the candidates are after you. Every corner you go to, there's hundreds of signs, and there's really an eyesore. But you go by, and you're always looking at them. Why can't we just have the InfoWarriors put signs up there with InfoWars.com in the middle of all these in a different color so they stand out, people look at them.
Yeah, I agree with you. And when the election's over, grab them up. I mean, the globalists already grab up Patriot signs and destroy them. I'm not saying do that or plaster pieces of paper stapled over it with a message. Don't. Founding fathers would do that. We should not do that. We should be very limp-wristed. But no, we can just take the signs when they're done, fold them back over, staple them back, InfoWars.com. And I think InfoWars.com, I'm always even hesitant to say that's the site. I'm like, well, Ron Paul or other sites. But no, it really is InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's like, learn the truth. InfoWars.com, stop the takeover. You know, warning, InfoWars.com. It's just get their attention. Because it's having an effect. That's why their Google's delisted us all over the place. They're trying to block us. All sorts of stuff's happening because they know we're having an effect. They're scared of us. Great job. Listen, I'm getting calls from all over and getting sent, you know, photos all over the country. People are just out there with InfoWars.com signs. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages. You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and mistake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And the reason I'm so crazed is I realize just how nasty the globalists are. I mean, I read all their documents, how in the 40s and 50s and 60s, how they would put chemicals in our food and water to dumb us down, reduce our fertility, break up the family. I mean, I've read all the documents, I've sourced them, I've shown you. I mean, these are really nasty people. And they get off on running other people's lives. They enjoy it. You've all run into that type of person who wants to run your life. All I want is to be free and to see other people empowered. But the system wants to make us dependent and teach us there's something wrong with us so they can say that we're not full men or women. That's what this is all about. Let's go to Ed in Arizona. They had a more news and an in-studio guest. Ed, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex, I'd like to commend you for being an appointment on the war against tyranny. It's not a job a lot of people would like to take, but...
A lot of people are going to want to take it if this new world order comes falling into place.
Absolutely. You were talking last week about having to have a permit from the TSA to have a job. I'm a yacht captain. We've had to have permits since 2008 to work under our Coast Guard licenses from the TSA. They call them TWICs, Transportation Workers Identity Cards.
Yeah, they call them TSA inspectors,
right.
And now they're going to be over all jobs. They've started in infrastructure protection, like you said, and now they're going to start being everywhere, including, I guess, they're going to try to come here. And it's not happening. I'm done. They're not going to grab my genitals here. And I'm not joking, because it's total submission. It's like, I'm going to rape you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right, but, I mean, that's, like I said, they made captains get these things in 2008, so it's 4 years ago. They actually had Northrop Grumman, a defense contractor, was actually running the program, which is ridiculous because the Coast Guard is part of the Homeland Security, so they've actually got, you know, we have to have extensive background checks and,
But you can't have the old Coast Guard giving you a background check to be in those secure ports. It has to be the political police who they admit are going to pull people's contracts and stuff.
Absolutely.
They have a bill in the MAP bill where they can pass your private info around to anybody they want and spy on Congress. I mean, it's totally criminal.
Yeah, they're Satan worshipers. You know, they want to do away with the good.
Yeah, why do Satan worshipers kill babies? Because it's the worst, most horrible thing you can do. It's about their power. They're going to put a baby down and they're going to chop it up. And in the real satanic rituals, they take hours to kill the babies. And you know why? Because they got power. They got the power to kill a baby. And they got the will to kill a baby. And they got the will to have the troops breathe DU and Agent Orange. They're a bunch of scum. Anything else, sir?
I had one comment about the Spetsnaz we were talking about. Have them. They were coming over here training, you know, with our special forces. I have friends in the active duty SEALs. I don't think our special forces is going to let that happen. So,
well, they're doing it with the airborne Rangers. But stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Tell me what your SEAL buddies were telling you. Yeah, folks, I'm not kidding. That's real news, too. That's in mainstream news. But it's like, oh, yeah, the Russians are coming to help fight Americans. It's good.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.